Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking about the NSA and the things that are coming to light about their prison program. Yahoo has sued and effectively won the release of some documents that are, even though perhaps Yahoo was complicit in this, they maintain that they were fighting it all along. But I believe it's going to be important because I think it's going to shed some light on this secretive court, the FISA court, that essentially has no opposition, we can't even see what the secretive findings are, and yet they maintain that they are altering our Constitution with their secretive court decisions. That's not happening. As we mentioned just before the break, you may want to see stateofmind.com. It is available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a great documentary. It's a great way to wake up people to the many ways that the government is using the information that they collect on us, as well as the mass media and the education system to brainwash us. It's not just an MK Ultra program. It's not just the state-of-the-art kind of strange CIA things that they're doing, but it's very mundane, broad-based things that are happening. And you can pick that up at InfoWarsStore.com. It premiered this week on Wednesday on PrisonPlanet.tv for our subscribers, but you can get the DVD and pass that around, even get that in Blu-ray at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we have an article here that is on InfoWars.com. Is America's social contract broken? As Voltaire observed, no snowflake in avalanche ever feels responsible, and this is entirely and precisely how empires collapse. You know, it's when I see the term social contract, I always think about a quote from Lysander Spooner. I don't know if he said that about the social contract or if he said it about the Constitution as a document on which he could not find his signature. He's an interesting guy to look up sometime. He was somebody, one of the few people at the time of the Civil War that had it exactly right. He was an ardent abolitionist in opposition to slavery, and yet at the same time, he opposed the illegal, unconstitutional invasion of the South by the Union, as well as the egregious dictatorial things that Abraham Lincoln was doing, arresting opposition people, declaring martial law, instituting a draft, instituting a fiat currency. He opposed all those things. And he also went into business against the U.S. Post Office. He knew the Post Office was charging people way too much money. He went into competition with them, and it took an act of Congress, essentially, to stop Lysander Spooner. So that's an interesting thing. But it talks about the social contract in this article, binding the citizens and the states and how they have destroyed that. I'm also reminded of a quote from Russell Means, who said that the Constitution is the white man's treaty with the government. And he said, just like the government broke every treaty with the Indians, they are now breaking their treaty with you. And that is really true. It's never been more true, and it's accelerating every day, as we have been talking about. Now, Natural News reports that many welfare recipients now have higher incomes than the actual workers that are subsidizing their handouts. That's pretty amazing. It's one of the ways that this country is going bankrupt in a handbasket, just like Detroit. Detroit is not an aberration. Detroit is a pattern that we see developing. For the first time in history, the number of people in the U.S. receiving assistance from the federal government to pay for food has exceeded the number of full-time private sector workers. Do you understand that? The people who are actually supporting the welfare system are in the minority. This is far worse than the demographics even of Social Security, which also is going to be unsustainable. But we're going to be right back. Stay tuned. Alex is going to be joining us as soon as we get a good connection on him. Stay tuned.
Introduce purchasing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I've been filling in for Alex, but we now have Alex on the line, and he really wants to talk about this breaking news about Zokar Tsarnaev. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm fantastic, absolutely. I actually planned all week since I was going to take my son and daughter fishing that I would be doing an hour here on Friday covering the news. But now we have so much breaking news that we're going to be covering. We're just so blessed that we have a radio broadcast to be able to talk about this information on air. Unfortunately, earlier they thought because I had phone backup, that's why we had a reverb echo, but I can't do the interview because it's doing a total reverb feedback loop. So you go ahead and cover some of the news, and then as soon as I'm able to, I'm going to get on a phone line and just go directly to the old-fashioned tech and get on the air here with you. But we got big developments on the Boston bombing that absolutely bring the entire entire thing down. There is no doubt now that this was not a staged event. Oh, looks like we got things fixed. But you go ahead and cover some news, and I'll be back at the 24 after break to reset and cover all the news and information here on the worldwide broadcast. I'd also just like to add to all the listeners, we did a lot of work with the filmmakers of State of Mind to help them get their film finished and to be the distributor of it. And it is a very important film exposing the mind control programming system that is going on worldwide, and it is now available on Blu-ray and DVD and has been shipping since Monday at InfoWarsStore.com. And it is your purchases of the books, the films, the videos, and the materials that makes this broadcast possible. So again, that is InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to get it on DVD or Blu-ray, or we have the PrisonPlanet.tv version that is archived in HD for all of the members at PrisonPlanet.tv. And of course, we also up on the front page of InfoWars.com. Up on the front page of InfoWars.com, we have right up there for everybody, absolutely free, the entire film with extras and commentary by the filmmakers on the front page of InfoWars.com. So I'm going to come back in the next segment. I will host the rest of the hour. Thank you, David, and thank you to all the listeners that make this broadcast possible.
Thanks, Alex. We look forward to talking to you. You know, one of the things that's breaking, as well as the news about Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, is the news about fluoride. It just keeps building because, you know, the truth is not going to go away. And we've got a lot of former water fluoridation advocates now calling for an end to what is an outmoded and unsafe practice, according to Natural News. It says its brief history to the original campaign to instigate water fluoridation policy going back to the mid-20th century. The work of Edwin Bernays. Now, you want to talk about mind control? That fits in. You know, that's the guy who invented propaganda. And that's something that is in the documentary State of Mind, as well as the way it's, people are being controlled by the educational system. He was Sigmund Freud's nephew. But actually, they began a program of propaganda to get people to believe that fluoridation actually was necessary for reducing tooth decay. And that's not really the truth. Actually, before officials from the aluminum industry got in charge of what eventually became the FDA, fluoride was recognized for what it is, and that is a poison. You know, I was just recently looking at a home here in Austin to buy, and this home had termites in it, and they were talking about how well it needed to be fumigated. I said, "Well, they're fumigating it with." And it was basically a fluoride gas. You know, fluoride is used as a pesticide. It's labeled that in China. It is a byproduct of the aluminum and nuclear industries. And instead of having to dispose of this toxic waste and pay for that disposal, what they do is they charge municipalities to put it in our water. And, you know, when you put poison in the water, there's not really a safe minimal amount. And we've got activists who are organizing on Planet InfoWars and other places to try to talk to their local municipalities. In the case of Raleigh, North Carolina, when they did that, the officials there laughed at them and drank a toast of fluoridated tap water to their honor. You know, even though there was a local news report that covered the issue of fluoridation. So a lot of times you just have to do it on your own. And that's why we sell the ProPure filter here at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can get it for 10% off. It's the most effective gravity feed filter you can find out there. It gets rid of all the variant forms of fluoride, which other gravity feed filters do not do. You have to get a very complicated filter to get some of those forms out. But it is the only one that does it as a gravity feed filter. So, you know, try to get involved with activism. Try to change the laws for your health and for the health of your neighbors. But if you can't do it, you ultimately need to take responsibility for your life and do it yourself if you can't find somebody to help you. Now, we have the Trayvon death has been creating riots throughout L.A. and other places. And yet, is anyone talking about the kids that have been killed by Obama with drone strikes? No, not really. In an article from Prison Planet TV by Anthony Gucciardi, He points out that we have a 16-year-old citizen that was killed without any form of trial, but instead of actually giving due process to people, Obama is doing the same thing all over the world. As a matter of fact, if you remember, the very first time, it kind of created a precedent when he killed an American citizen abroad in Yemen, and then later killed his son, who was about the same age as Trayvon. Now, we're going to go to some of your calls here. We've had some people calling in. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, how are you?
Morning, David.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. David, I just want to thank you briefly for, you know, the excellent work that you and the crew do.
Well, thank you. What do you have a comment or a question?
Yes. Actually, what you do takes courage. And when it comes to, actually, as you've mentioned earlier in the program today, demonstrating en masse will actually create what I think your phrase was, en masse. It was around that, which means most all of the people who see what's going on and know the wrongness of it and the harm that it does and the death that it causes in this country and around the world. But for this country, David, I've mentioned this to Alex before, and it seems to me like a tremendously strong muscle car of publicity and information for people. Many things come out of a mass demonstration. And you have this vehicle there which is ready to go, and I call it the same thing you call it, Planet InfoWars, because the show, Alex, all of you guys, what you put together is actually for years now gained international attention. And it's the only show that does this. And Alex is a born natural leader. And
yeah,
people look up to him as that. And that's what people need these days, because they're feeling, especially in this country and other countries, intimidated. And they intimidate us intentionally to keep us quiet. Now take the Planet InfoWars and run with it. Organize people, organize mass demonstrations all across the country on the same days, and you have a whole menu of grievances. And that's really the meat of my call, David. I'd just like your comment if you have a moment.
That's a great idea. You know, you said it takes courage to do this. Actually, it takes an understanding of the fact that there isn't any place to hide. You know, what we're trying to get people to understand is that they're not just watching Alex. They're not just watching me or the people who work here. They're watching you. People don't realize that. You know, we had the comedian do the skit where he's walking around with a boom mic and putting it over people's heads. And that annoys them because they realize what's happening. If people understood what the government is doing to them through this NSA spying, they would be rightfully outraged, I believe. And yet, because it's done in a secretive manner and not too many news outlets are really talking about it, instead they want to talk about Ed Snowden. They don't want to talk about what the NSA did. They want to talk about how they can increase the effectiveness. There we go. There's the comedian. What was his name again? I'm sorry, what? Tom Babe. So, you know, Mabe? Okay. Anyway, Tom Mabe. Alex interviewed him. It was a great interview, a great comedy skit, but it really makes an important point that when people realize, you can see it up there on the monitor, he's holding this boom mic over people's heads as they're having a private conversation. That's what the government is doing all the time with this NSA stuff, and they're ignoring the Constitution. So, yes, I believe it's a great idea to get people to organize. We have Planet InfoWars as a means for people to hook up with each other and do it. Maybe we should do something that's a little bit more formal to try to organize that. Now, certainly we have tried to organize people to speak out, to produce movies and films. We have Operation Paul Revere, which is approaching its final stages. Next week, on Monday, we're going to have the finalists announced. It's going to be like the top 5% of the entries that we've had. And then later in the week, on Thursday and Friday, we're going to have the third place and second place winners announced. And the following Monday will be the grand prize winner. Now, these are big contest amounts. The third place prize is $5,000. Second place is $10,000, and the grand prize winner is $100,000. We have a lot of really good entries, and this has been a very difficult task to sort through these things. We've got a lot of people here at the crew that are looking at these so that we get more than one person looking at them. We've got multiple people looking at each entry. It has been a lot of work. We had more than 600 entries come in. And you're going to really like what you see, I think. What's there right now is a couple hundred entries, and we're going to be having the finalists on Monday. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. And Alex will be joining us to talk about Zokar Tsarnaev.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, but we have Alex on the line. And he wants to talk to us about what's just been revealed about Zokar Tsarnaev. Alex?
Yes, when I saw this morning by Kurt Nemo, it's red linked up on InfoWars.com.
just drop out on us? Okay. Well, looks like we just lost that. It's a very important story. This is the article that we covered a little bit earlier, just a little bit. I wanted to hear what Alex had to say about it. But this is the picture that was released. Now, this is a picture that was not supposed to come out. And the sergeant was fired because he put it out. But, he released this because he was angry that the Rolling Stones picture looked too glamorous. So what he did was he actually showed the picture of Zokar. And you can see that his throat wasn't cut. And we were told, as Kurt points out in the article, we were told that at various stages that he had been he'd shot himself in the throat. We had been told that his throat had been cut. We'd been told that he wasn't going to be able to talk to us, not be able to communicate. We were told for the longest time they maintained this story. And now we see no evidence of that. Just another piece of the false flag that we've been fed there. Now, we also have some news that we covered just briefly yesterday about the TSA. The TSA is now going through cars that are parked in valet parking. This was a local news story out of Albany, and the woman called to complain to the television station. Let's take a look at that for people who are watching the broadcast. This is what they actually put in the car. Can you guys pull that up on the screen? That's what she showed.
Under the TSA regulations.
Yeah.
Your vehicle has been inspected under the TSA regulations.
There you go. Thank you for your patronage. Your vehicle has been inspected under TSA regulations. Now, what she said was she was never told that her car was going to be checked by the TSA. After they went ahead and did this story, they went back, and after it became an issue, they did put up a sign, and they said, and she said she was so happy, unfortunately, she said she was so happy that she felt safer when they were doing it. She was just concerned they hadn't told her beforehand. Interestingly enough, they weren't checking all the cars. They were only checking the cars that were in valet parking. And I think this has something to do with what's going on with CISPA, what's going on with the PRISM program, and that is this whole idea that they think that they can violate the Fourth Amendment if they get the permission of some third party. But we've got Alex back on the line, and I really want to hear what he has to say about Zokar Tsarnaev. Alex?
Yeah, I just want the listeners to know I've not been intentionally for 30 minutes trying to build this up here on air. Just bizarre. We do these digital tests, and they work fine. As soon as I get on air, all hell breaks loose. But when we come back in the next segment, we're going to tell you why we keep talking about Zokar Tsarnaev. And the big news associated with that. It's up on Infowars.com. It's a story by Kurt Nemo, and it's just buried in the back of the Boston Globe. It's buried in the back of the papers on the East Coast. And when I see something like this totally proving everything we've said in quadruplicate, it doesn't make me feel good. It makes me physically ill. It's not like, oh, we've caught them now. Isn't this great? It is 100% fact that the CIA and Homeland Security were involved at every level of the bombing in Boston on April 15th, 2013. And there is no doubt that Infowars.com, my radio show, everything, the listeners, Dan Bedonda, you name it, absolutely got in the middle of their official story and blew it wide open. And that's also super creepy. This is not fun. This is not a game. This is not a joke. I wish every day that Oklahoma City would have been a real event. I wish it wouldn't have happened, A, but B, if it's going to happen, a lone wolf is a lot less scary. To discover how the feds ran the attack, to know the names of the feds that were there with McVeigh, to have the police officer witnesses, the HUD witness, Jane Graham, to have all the witnesses on this bombing, to have the witnesses on 7-7, to know it was run by MI6, the London bombings. To know all of this is disgusting, ladies and gentlemen, because we sit here and we see them get away with it. So when we go to break, I'm going to come back, and as calmly as I can, I'm going to come back and host the rest of the hour, and then David's going to come back and give you a lot of important news, and Lord Monckton's going to be joining him on a host of issues on the environmental takeover and the rest of it. Good old Monckton will tend to explain to our audience that global warming isn't man-made, but we kind of know that. But he's really an expert on the global treaty and the global government, so maybe we can get into talk a little bit about that. So that's coming up in the third hour on this Friday edition. But the reason I get so angry is that I'm sitting here watching all this unfold, and it's just making me sicker and sicker. So when we come back, we'll let David take a break, and I will, from the road, host the transmission as planned. But we're going to have the most important news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, it is Friday, and we are broadcasting worldwide. It is July 19th, 2013, and we've got Lord Monckton coming up with David Knight hosting in the next hour. And David Knight of InfoWars Nightly News is riding shotgun. I am joining you via phone from the Texas coast. I've promised for a year to take my son to go fishing for alligator gar on the edge of the Gulf of Mexico. And we caught, and of course threw him back for his pure sports fishing. Four big ones hooked them and landed them yesterday, one of them about 90 pounds. I sent that photo out on Twitter. So I'm blinking, and I'm like everybody else, and my children are growing up, so I thought I'd take a few days off. But it's no good. I've just been reading InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com and all the other news sites and just getting sicker and sicker and sicker because, like any parent, I look at my innocent children, my two daughters and my son, and I see how innocent and good and wholesome they are. And I see just how unbelievably wicked the world is and how it's getting wickeder by the moment. You know, it's almost a curse to have a good memory and to be informed and to know history and to be involved. It's almost a curse. Because when you're aware of history and you know what's happening, you're not just blissfully ignorant, you sit back and you watch just the incredible fraud and corruption. You watch your country taken over by foreign offshore banks. You watch the media turn into a total brainwashing system to demonize the family, to try to dumb children down, to try to destroy children's innocence. You see medicalized tyranny with children being given abortions by schools without parental consent, vaccines without consent. California, and of course every state, but they got caught 2 weeks ago, is still engaging in forced sterilization illegally and not getting in trouble. And that's the point I keep getting back to over and over again, is that a criminal guild globally has almost gotten in control. They're in control of most of the U.S., most of Europe, most of the U.K., and they're persecuting and running a purge against people in corporate systems and in government and in academia and in religion who are just normal humans. This is a cultural, spiritual, genetic rewrite being carried out by the eugenicist. And so this morning when I saw the story up on Infowars.com that Kurt Nemo did, it made me physically angry to where I am just beside myself with controlled, focused anger right now, because it confirms everything we've seen and everything that happened. Ladies and gentlemen, I followed the Boston bombing from the minutes after it happened. And I had a guest on the air, an author, talking about false flags, when it actually happened, when it actually was unfolding. And I said on that April 15th radio show, I mean, it happened while I was on the radio, I said, look for a drill, look for a stand down, look for patsies. They're going to have Arab patsies and right-wing patsies. I don't know what plan they're going to go with, but it's probably going to be right-wing patsies, because I've been seeing the conditioning that there'd be IEDs or improvised explosive device attacks that were imminent on crowds in America, and that's why Homeland Security had to roll out and basically set up martial law nationwide. So I saw the pre-programming, and I said in the days before, get ready, false flag is imminent. Because, I mean, I live this stuff. And then, boom, it happened. And we saw the drill that happened 2 months before of bombing the marathon. We found out there was a drill that day. We had witnesses there was a drill. It later came out that there was a drill. And then they were going to burn a right-winger a few days later, but then dropped all of that, evacuated the courthouse, disappeared whoever the person was they had, and moved on to the Tsarnaev brothers, Zohar Tsarnaev and Tamerlan Tsarnaev. And then sure enough, I said, let's see. We know there was a drill. We know there was a stand down. We know there were contractors out there. They use that as the cover. Most people involved in the government aren't involved. Let's see if Tamerlan or the younger brother are ending up working for a foundation group, sending in people to form al-Qaeda groups against the Russians, which is a stated Pentagon globalist 30-year-plus program. Sure enough, it came out in the British, in the Russian news, confirmed, State Department responded. The Tamerlan had aliases that Homeland Security allowed him to use. He was funded by the Georgetown Society, founded by Zbigniew Brzezinski and others, directly to form radical Wahhabist sects in the area. I'm just giving you background before I give you the new bombshell, ladies and gentlemen. And it just went on and on. Then two FBI agents that were involved in the investigation in Boston fall out of a helicopter. Then the friend of the older Tsarnaev brother, they go to his house. He says, they're coming to kill me. They strap him down in a chair, shoot him in the top of the head, and they've declared national security on the autopsy, just like they've done with Michael Hastings. I mean, folks, they're doing this in the open now. And it just goes on and on and on. And then Rolling Stone comes out saying the bomber. And everybody says it's glorifying the bomber, which that's only one sub-level. That's a smaller level of it, 25% of it. 75% of the outrage is that they're saying he's the bomber. This magazine came out, was printed 45 days after he pled not guilty, and they knew he was going to plead not guilty. We've talked to the lawyers. We've talked to family members. I'm not at liberty to give all this out, but they've been threatened. And they know it's an inside job, and it turns out a bunch of the family is hooked in to the Central Intelligence Agency. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, I've psychoanalyzed why I get so viciously angry when I see stuff like this, because I'm risking my life, okay? This is not a game. This is not a joke. This is literally a death struggle for this country. And that's why I get physically angry when I saw the leaked, and you watch, they're going to prosecute this guy with the state police. This guy leaked it saying he was angry, and that may be spin, that this guy was being, you know, shown as some type of icon by the news media. I don't believe that's what it is. That's the news spinning it. Why would the state police photographer say he was angry, so he released it? That's not even his statement. I believe they're saying that. They are, again, this is InfoWars.com right now. What am I getting at? The latest big piece of news. It goes on to say Zohar's throat wound, another government lie bites the dust. And it goes on to say and show high-def photos of him with the lasers on him. No cut, no blood on the neck. This is now at the same level, not from above, from a news camera. This is at the same level, nothing wrong with his throat. Folks, I was watching a Ustream feed that had 1,200,000 viewers on it of the live police scanner when he was in that boat, and they opened fire with more than 15 full auto M16s and 308s, HK91 type rifles, and every inch had bullet holes as they tried to kill him. Let's go back before I get to this latest news and all the lies. I only covered a fraction. There was no robbery of a 7-Eleven. That's now confirmed. It's clearly come out it was friendly fire of the dead cops, probably just being killed to create some smoke screen. The brothers yelled on the news camera, "It's not us, we didn't do it, we didn't do it," as they tried to kill them. Witnesses all said that Tamerlan was alive when they put him on the ground and then ran over him. They wanted to get rid of the witnesses. They're killing FBI agents. They're killing their friends that were clearly CIA assets going overseas with them. This is unbelievable. Then, we are about to go live on the news that night. It's 6:45 Central, 7:45 Eastern. I'm in the news office by the TV studio. We have Ustream up. This is back on the night this happened, the night they capture him, a few days after the 15th of April. And I am watching Ustream. And they've shot up the boat a few hours before. They're sending in armored vehicles, checking to see that he's dead. And I hear the police, and there's a recording of this. Anybody can go look this up on the Ustream archive. And they're like, oh, no, media got in a building across the water there. There was some little body of water, and they've got a live feed. Well, we go turn the TV on, or the TV was actually on. We could see, sure enough, about a minute later, it goes on TV, the boat and the flapping tarp, and now the cops couldn't kill him. Now there's a news camera right on it in high def. So they tell him, come out. He comes out. I see his throat. He comes out with energy. There's no blood on his throat because it was down and from an angle, but I could clearly see there was no blood. We blew up the video. Minutes later, he's on the ground, barely alive, with them chopping his throat open. And you can go to all the news articles that demonized me. Bloomberg, AP, you name it, and say, look at crazy Alex Jones saying they did a throat surgery. They did. They cut into his throat so that he couldn't talk. There's the photos and videos of that, of them cutting into his throat. He gets up, crawls out, no blood out of his neck. They cut into his throat. God knows how hard they're torturing him for him to be able to still come to trial and say not guilty. They're probably in there right now electroshocking this guy. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this guy has got incredible will. The level of torture he's been going through, they tried to send him to Gitmo. They couldn't do that because people are awake and the courts are somewhat awake. And so they've got him in there right now, torturing him, hammer and tongs, up one side and down the other. You can be guaranteed. So here's the big story. Because National Review, you know, wrote a hit piece saying I'm incoherent. No, I'm not incoherent. Reality is complex. Details are complex. I don't sit here and talk to people like they're 2 years old. I've just given the listeners a briefing, reminding them on everything that happened in this continuum, everything that happened in this space and time, everything that unfolded, everything that went on, just the basics. It goes on and on and on and on and on. The whole story is a lie on its face. The FBI and Secret Service threatening Dan Badondi, saying, we're going to get you if you don't shut up. This is on the news when they come over. What is the Secret Service doing at press conferences that have nothing to do with the Secret Service? They were sent there to shut Badondi, our reporter, down, who was there to hand out images of the drills and there to hand out info to the media so they could understand how this really works. This is what InfoWars is doing. This is how far we're going. So, we have Zohar Zarnev. We've got him in high-def images. If you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com. You remember, you were told he was shot in the throat, he climbed out, and then suddenly he was on the edge of dying. There were other cops there who were not part of the inside job, who were not part of the corrupt federal teams, and so they were unable to kill him. Then he goes to the hospital. They know they're being watched. Then they announce in the news, he said he did it. Now imagine, you can't talk. You're chained down in a hospital. Your brother was in the CIA as an asset. That's on record. They've killed your brother. They're killing other people. You're in there, and they put on the news, the Boston Globe, the Boston Herald, that sources say you confessed. Folks, they could disappear Alex Jones. They could disappear anybody. They could disappear anybody who's prominent, and then just say, from his hospital bed, he admits he did it. Oh, and then put it on the cover of Rolling Stone that you're the bomber. See, this is a complete attack on justice, on due process. And we now have high-def photos of him with laser beam lights on him, climbing out of the boat by the grace of God. The bullets all missed him, but some that reportedly hit him in the foot and grazed his back. So by the grace of God, they sit there in concerted fire with a line of machine guns firing, and they said he fired at them with a gun. Oh, another problem. There was no gun. See, lies, 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 lies. He had a gun in there. They robbed a 7-Eleven. They killed cops. None of it's true. It's all been admitted to be a fraud. And now we have a high-def photo leaked by the state police to the Boston newspapers showing him not a bullet wound, not a cut, not a drop of blood on his neck in blaring light. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, now are we going to get a gold star for being vindicated and the first to say they chopped into his neck? No, we're not. Well, I might get a hit team sent down here to kill me. That's the prize I'll probably get, because you need to understand, folks, they have to take down the press and take down the courts and take down due process before they take the country completely down. This is a globalist takeover of America. So I'm telling listeners right now, again, Alex Jones here joining you via phone, David Knight riding shotgun from the InfoWars Center. Zohar Zarnev's throat wound, another government lie bites the dust. And he goes over that particular lie. And I think we need to add to this all the articles we wrote with previous lies. Perhaps on the nightly news tonight, we need to go over all the lies that I just mentioned. And there's even more. Didn't rob the 7-Eleven. Didn't shoot the cops. Yelled and said they were innocent. Ran over the brother. Brother was working for the CIA on record. Had aliases that he was allowed to travel back and forth in the U.S. with. The friend gets executed. They said he attacked the police. They admit he didn't. They declare national security on the autopsy this week, Monday. Won't release it. On and on and on. Didn't have guns in the boat. Didn't shoot at cops. No, he's hiding in there. They figure out he's in there. They send up an armored vehicle, look and see he's in there, and they open fire to kill the witness. Kill the witness. Kill the witness. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Just like Lee Harvey Oswald. They had to have Jack Ruby go up and shoot him. And as he's walked out to be shot, he goes, I'm a patsy. I'm a patsy. Help me. You're not going to get help. Jack Ruby, Dallas. Right in the stomach, right in front of everybody, ladies and gentlemen. They tried to Jack Ruby him, and it didn't work, so they had to cut his throat open. And there's the video, and there's the photos of those cops ramming shoving knives into his throat with scalpels. God knows the hell he's going through. This young man did nothing. He believed he was fighting for America as a CIA asset. They were playboys with girls and wearing fancy clothes and partying. They were set up just like the people on 7-7. These guys were anti-Muslim extremists and probably weren't even Muslims from the friends that knew them. They were party animals who thought that they had been recruited by these CIA ads you see on TV. You see all these CIA ads everywhere about join the CIA, and they come to the high schools now and say join it. Let me tell the young people something. If you ever get hired as an asset of the CIA or any other federal or agency or group or contractor, and they want you to carry a simulated bomb into an airport, don't do it. If they want you to be part of a drill that we know they were having, don't do it. Because let me tell you something, they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on you. And if you happen to run an escape, they're going to kill you and kill your family and put you on the news as a terrorist. Because this isn't the U.S. government. This is the New World Order that's taken this country and this world over. And now they're going to wreck everything. Now they're going to destroy everything. And watch this. There won't be any media coverage of the fact that his throat's not hurt. It's only, why'd the state police leak these photos? They must be mad about something. So they're in front of everybody. There's no gun. There's no throat wound. No nothing. It's all lies. We'll be right back with David Knight. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in the studio. We've got Alex Jones on the phone. And if you just heard that last segment, that was a massive expose of this false flag Boston bombing from the very beginning. And I tell you, it was really amazing to be here and to see all this unfold. I mean, to see CNN responding to our reports basically in real time. You know, we were pointing things out that didn't really fit. And then they would trump out some former FBI agent and go through a dog and pony show to cover up for the government's obvious and glaring inconsistencies and lies in their stories. And Alex has been talking about the latest one that just broke today, these pictures of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. Alex, you want to continue?
That's right. Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. And again, the reason I started hyperventilating is this is like being buried alive, ladies and gentlemen. When you know how real this is, when you know that we're actually contending with these devils at an international level, and they're responding and demonizing us and saying we should be, you know, gone after by the government. This isn't a game. This isn't my opinion, folks. The globalist criminal elements staged the Boston bombing. We caught them with their pants down around their ankles, their hand in the cookie jar. The whole thing is a verified lie. And here's the big trillion-pound enchilada. No mainstream media will dare look at any of it. And in the past, folks, they would have brought this up just 10 years ago. As controlled as it was, the FBI in that press conference pointed at the media and they said, no one go talk to that man. No one go look at the photographs he's got. Our reporter had the news articles about the drill, the Boston Globe, that no one wanted to look at. He had the photos of the drill, the bomb-sniffing dogs, and all the black backpacks. And I'm not even saying those guys in the drill were involved. They were all standing around, looking around when the bomb went off, like, what in the world just happened? That's how they do it. And then they tell them, don't talk about the drill. It'll confuse the public. Folks, they're pathological. The globalists run the same play. And why not? It works. I mean, if a Hail Mary worked every time, if I was a football coach and I had a quarterback and a wide receiver that never missed and never dropped the ball, what would I run? Hail Marys all day long. And, folks, they run these Hail Marys. My life is like living around other people, like in those movies where the other people don't move, and then you can just move and walk around everybody, and they won't listen to you, and you can't even communicate with them. I mean, this is 100%, folks. They told you, oh, he's bleeding out of the neck. He can't talk. They got him and went and cut his freaking throat out on TV. And I said, folks, pull up the articles. I want to put this on the nightly news tonight. Not to toot my horn, but to show folks that we're right. You can go back and find articles everywhere from Salon to AP to Reuters going, Alex Jones says he didn't have a throat wound and wasn't shot. Alex Jones says they cut into his larynx. Well, I mean, let me see. You get out, you're not bleeding out of your neck. I saw the video. Now we have high-def photos. And then you walk over, and 5 minutes later, there's medics with scalpels into your throat. I mean, I worked for the large animal vet, folks. I've done cesarean sections. I've helped cut through things with scalpels. I wasn't born yesterday. I'm a firearms person, too. I mean, that's part of the torture of this, is being informed. They grabbed this poor young man who believed he was an American patriot. These guys believed they were infiltrating Muslim groups for America, and this is what they did to him. I had the aunt coming on. David, you talked to her. We have a recording part of it. She's ready to come on. They called up and threatened her. She said, my children, and started broke down. They threatened her minutes after she agreed to come on. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a game, is what I'm trying to say. I feel like the guy in Terminator, the first Terminator, when he's in a police station, and he's telling them what's happening, and they're not listening, and they go, this guy's crazy. He's got a great story. But you know what? As soon as the Terminator comes to the front door, then they know how real it is. And it's the same thing with the New World Order, folks. This is not a game. I'm begging everybody, listen to me. They took that young man and tried to kill him, and when they couldn't, they cut his throat out. And when they brought him into jail, he had injuries all over that were not there in these high-def photos. They have been torturing him. They probably cut his fingers off.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.